You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. There is a downside to having a comments section on our online magazine, National Vanguard. Don't misunderstand me. The upside is very important, too. Building community, building trust, meeting new and creative minds, and bringing them into the National Alliance orbit. And even gauging what the enemy is thinking by analyzing what they try to sneak onto our site. And studying the hate mail we get in order to understand how the still slumbering misunderstand our work. All very important, all very good. But we must be realistic at all times, and that means recognizing the downside. Some of the problems in the comments section can be solved by the commenters themselves. First, it's really not very interesting to post mainly extracts of other people's articles along with a lot of diverse links in your comments. People mainly want to know what you think, not so much what such and such an author or site had to say. Make that the main focus of your comment. If your comment is more than half links and other people's words, try again. You can do better than that. Also, be as literate as you can be. It's disrespectful to the reader to use slovenly English or to leave out capitalization and punctuation or spaces between sentences. Use slang if you know how to use it well and it really makes your point more powerful, but don't use it habitually. Don't write in chatbonics. Make the extra effort. Use the extra keystrokes and write in standard English. How long does a keystroke take? Half a millisecond? Don't write like a slob. I misspell words or trip up in my usage from time to time myself, but I make an effort. We are in public here. The future of the universe depends upon us succeeding. It helps us to succeed if we present ourselves as competently as possible and actually make ourselves as competent as possible. You can do it. Also, don't use gutter language. It's not particularly effective or powerful. It's often deeply disrespectful of our sexual natures, something we should hold as sacred. And it makes us look common, because it is common. It also makes us look unimaginative and as low as our opponents. Do I really have to explain this farther? And remember this: threats of violence are irresponsible and harmful. It's the mark of an immature mind to make idle threats. And when the power needed to even have a chance to retake or reconstitute our own government is still decades away, it's also irresponsible to carry them out. Such nonsense makes us look weak. It is always the mark of the weak to make grandiose claims or laughable threats. Don't be weak. Yes, we are oppressed. Yes, they are trying to kill us. Yes, there is no way out except through the killers and their power structure. And yes, we have a good chance of winning long term if we don't act like fools. Imagine a parallel situation on a smaller scale. Imagine that a police officer has done wrong by you. he's arrested your brother or your son on a false charge and beaten him for no reason. He's a corrupt son of a bitch who should never have such power. And he's got plenty of perjurers to support his side of the story. Is it wise, under those circumstances, to scream at him that you're going to chop his head off? Or to attempt the same? Or is it better to work over a long time, if necessary, to make sure the truth comes out, the perjurers are exposed, the corrupt are thrown out of power, and he loses his job forever and goes to prison himself? In today's ever more oppressive quasi-legal tyranny, stupid, violent threats in comments can lead to persecution or deplatforming. We are in no position now to make war on the enemies of our people. National Vanguard and the National Alliance are strictly educational and nonviolent. We need to do the hard and sometimes slow work of building our organizational and financial strength and the consciousness of our people, so that one day racially conscious white men and women can be in the position of the American revolutionists in 1770 or the Irish revolutionists in 1910, so that we can have a real chance of achieving a government of our own again, so that the motto on our logotype, toward a new consciousness, a new order, a new people, can come true. You don't get there by putting legally actionable crap, which would have been legally actionable even 100 years ago, in our comments section. And perhaps most importantly, if you're a regular commenter on NV, thank you for making the site more interesting and more of a community. But shouldn't you also be tithing to our community and making it grow? We've got a team of people, many of whom have sacrificed any semblance of a normal life forever to make this all possible. They need your financial help to keep their heads above water and to have any chance at all of making real forward progress. By the way, our Bitcoin wallet address has changed, so if you send us some crypto regularly, and please do, use the new address accessible on our donation page. Recently, there has been a spate of otherwise good comments with violent threats tacked on, always right at the end, in the last sentence or two, on our site. Such comments, once extremely rare, suddenly becoming routine, and all in a few weeks? Is this even real? It makes me wonder if the usual suspects are trying to sneak such comments onto our site in order to make a detailed, sourced, and footnoted case for deplatforming us. So, for the record, and for our cause, we don't approve of that. Don't do that. Now, some of those comments may have been sincere, the product of the natural warrior instincts of our race, frustrated by the death by a thousand cuts that our race is suffering, and longing for the day to come when we have the power to do what is right. It is frustrating for such healthy souls to suffer this sickening age of money-oriented, comfort-oriented economic man. But wise leadership and the self-discipline to do what is needed now are also qualities needed in a warrior elite worthy of the name. We must bring about a nascent state in the making first. And that is what the National Alliance is just beginning to do. That is the necessary precondition. That is our dream. Our dream sustains us as we work to make it reality. States can do what even strong, viable organizations cannot do, and strong, viable organizations can do what individuals alone can never do. And even struggling organizations can do more than individuals. We need a state to do what must be done. To achieve that, we need to make the National Alliance into a viable and very strong organization. And we can do that. Concentrating on our spiritual mission, our political and social mission, our vision for the future, and our sense of real community, the recent Cosmotheist marriage ceremonies and progress on the William Pierce Library come to mind, are what we should be doing now. Shooting our mouths off about things we can't do, some that would be positively suicidal to do, is very, very foolish and a waste of energy that we must not waste. I take the position that it would be futile to make physical war on our enemies now anyway. We can do nothing if we fail to first make war on the folly and the unsound ideas in our own minds and souls. Let me give you an example of what I mean. When we published an article a few days ago on the new Chinese missile that can, according to experts, level New York City in one blow, it garnered a lot of attention in the comments section. One commenter noted that half the Earth's Jewish population might thus be wiped out by a Chinese nuclear attack. Well, consider this. In engineering terms, cutting a quantity in half is a reduction of 3 dB, or decibels. That's noticeable, but barely noticeable. In biological terms, there would be a good chance of recovery. Think of removing one spot of mold from your bread, but leaving another just as large. The inevitable will happen anyway, and probably just on Wednesday morning instead of Tuesday night. Of course, in political and infrastructure terms, the Jewish power structure, which exploits and deceives and threatens not only Aryans but all productive peoples of this world, would be significantly weakened by losing New York City. But look how they leveraged their Tree of Life losses into a gain for them. Look how they leveraged their massively exaggerated but nonetheless real losses in World War II into a massive gain for them. Should they simultaneously lose New York, Hollywood, Silicon Valley, certain key banks and NGOs, and Israel, we might think it would be game over for the light unto the nations. Such a terrible thing must never even be imagined, of course, and China definitely needs to open itself up to foreign investors and media companies and strategic alliances with Tel Aviv and Washington, obviously. But would even that, losing every single one of their major power centers, be game over, really? Or would it just be temporarily over, as long as there are suckers for their mind games and money games? After all, they started out in Europe as an ugly and minuscule band of disreputable ragpickers a mere 2 millennia or so ago. It would all be for nothing unless we work on ourselves, unless we change, unless we evolve. Fighting a war now just to restore the old America, or status quo 1950 or 1913, would be futile. We must change. We need to evolve a social and racial and total immunity to their tricks. Our best people already have done so. There are just not enough of us yet to be decisive. We need to become decisive. We need to be able to directly and successfully affect the course of history. That's why the work of the National Alliance is so important. So, my friends, you now know what to do.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow. The flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the Alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look towards the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.